Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. There have been multiple coronavirus variants circulating around the globe since COVID-19 first emerged as a threat some 18 months ago. The latest one to create concern is the Delta variant, first detected in December of 2020. Considered around 60% more transmissible than the already highly infectious Alpha variant, Delta has spread to at least 80 countries, including the United States, and is now the UK's most dominant strain, responsible for 91% of new cases. Designated by the World Health Organization, or WHO, as a global variant of concern, Delta is responsible for the second deadly wave of infections that have decimated India, a country that on June 9th reached a world record daily high of more than 6,000 deaths in one day. So let's talk about how these variants work. The novel coronavirus disease, or COVID-19, is caused by a single species of virus known as SARS-CoV-2. When the original virus, also called normal or wild type, replicates or copies itself, the sequence of its molecules, called nucleotides, sometimes changes from the original virus. These changes are called mutations. Most of the time, these variations make the virus weaker. But sometimes they can make the virus stronger, more contagious, or more resistant to the actions of our immune systems. These variations of the wild type virus, or variants, catch the eye of health officials in the global SARS-CoV-2 laboratory network at the WHO's Virus Evolution Working Group. The group is tasked with quickly detecting variants and assessing their possible impact. Delta is the fourth global variant of concern that WHO has identified since the pandemic began. The three others, Alpha, Beta, and Gamma, were first identified in the United Kingdom, South Africa, and Brazil, respectively. Delta was first identified in India. The WHO began naming these coronavirus variants after letters of the Greek alphabet to simplify the scientific names, which I have not included here because they're long chains of letters and numbers, and also to avoid stigmatizing the countries from where the new strains originate. The Delta variant has become a variant of concern due to some mutations in its spike protein, which form the spiky-looking protrusions on the surface of the virus, which inspired the name coronavirus to start with, and which, in our bodies, penetrate our cells and cause infection. At least four different mutations in the Delta variant have been associated with faster spread and/or higher infectivity based on previous variants with similar mutations. And it also seems to give people different symptoms. With the original wild coronavirus, you can expect to have symptoms including fever or chills, cough, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle or body aches, loss of taste or smell, nausea or vomiting, or diarrhea. However, the Delta variant appears to be slightly different. Data gathered from the UK's Zoe COVID Symptom Study app showed that people in the UK described headaches, sore throats, runny noses, and fever to be the most prevalent symptoms. Blood clots are also a concerning complication of COVID-19, but a cardiologist in Mumbai, India, told Bloomberg that he's seen a surprising number and type of blood clots in recent COVID-19 patients across age groups with no past history of abnormal clotting, and that he and his colleagues suspect it's a result of the Delta variant. However, it is important to note that these observations are anecdotal and not based on scientific research at this time. The mRNA vaccines are proving their worth in countries where shots are more readily available. India, although home to the world's largest vaccine manufacturer, is struggling with a major internal shortage of shots. A little more than 10% of the country's population has received just one vaccine. In the United States, as of late June, just over half, or 53.03%, of the U.S. population was fully vaccinated, and both new cases of COVID-19 and related deaths have been trending downward. But in a White House COVID-19 response team press briefing on June 22nd, Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor to the president, said cases of the Delta variant have doubled in about 2 weeks. In early May, the Delta variant accounted for just 1.2% of cases, he said. Now it accounts for 20.6%. He said that the U.S. seems to be following the same pattern as the U.K., where the Delta variant became dominant very quickly and now makes up 99% of cases there. The dominant strain in the U.S. is currently the Alpha variant. But Fauci warned that Delta could soon become the dominant strain in the U.S. as well, and said that it's, quote, currently the greatest threat in the U.S. to our attempt to eliminate COVID-19. One age group where cases are climbing the most is among 12 to 20-year-olds. One reason may be because this age group has been among the last to get vaccinated. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Dr. Paul Gepfert, a professor of medicine at the University of Alabama in Birmingham and an expert in vaccine design. He said, "Initially, we try to vaccinate our older population, and rightfully so, and we're seeing the benefits of that in decreased hospitalizations. But now we're seeing infections that are mainly in younger people, and we're focusing on the fact that it's not a completely benign infection in younger people. They're not as at risk, but they have problems too with this, and some of them get really, really sick." It's too early to say for sure whether approved COVID-19 vaccines protect against the Delta variant, but early data is promising. According to a preprint study conducted in the UK, one dose of the two-dose Pfizer vaccine provided about 33% protection against the Delta variant. Two doses were 88% effective. No data has been published to date on the efficacy of the other two vaccines approved by the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, for emergency use in the U.S., being the two-shot Moderna vaccine or the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine against the Delta variant. But Fauci said in that June 22nd press briefing that he believes in the vaccine's efficacy. Quote, "The effectiveness of the vaccines, in this case 2 weeks after the second dose of Pfizer, was 88% effective against the Delta and 93% effective against the Alpha when you're dealing with symptomatic disease. We have the tools, so let's use them and crush the outbreak." However, the CDC notes that the Delta variant might be able to avoid the antibodies that our bodies produce after a vaccination or a coronavirus infection. And for those who do get infected, the monoclonal antibody treatments, or treatments for those who have COVID-19, might be less effective against the Delta variant. And that's scary, because a study published on June 14th in the science journal The Lancet found that those infected by the Delta variant were about twice as likely to be hospitalized than those infected by the Alpha variant. Both Moderna's and Pfizer's COVID vaccines are made using mRNA technology. Previous studies have shown that a full double dose of Pfizer's or Moderna's vaccine provides 95% and 94% protection against the original virus, respectively. Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine, which uses a modified adenovirus, was found 72% effective against the wild-type virus. Gepfert said, "These vaccines are remarkable. Even in older adults, it works really, really well, which is unusual for most any vaccine that we have. So that's just remarkable." Today's episode is based on the article, "Delta Variant May Be the Greatest Threat Eliminating COVID-19, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jennifer Walker Journey. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.